As the congressman for a district with higher than average unemployment and lower than average income, Representative Mark Vesey has made jobs his top priority. Not just creating jobs, but raising salary for the people who live in Congressional District 33, which stretches from West Fort Worth to West Dallas. On the construction site for the Dallas Horseshoe Highway project, bulldozers move mountains of sand and rock while the thermometer hovers around 97 degrees. This is where U.S. Representative Mark Vesey has chosen to work for a few hours to better understand what contractors face.
When I'm talking about transportation issues in Washington, D.C., I may be able to relate certain stories by actually being right here on hand and seeing how it works.
And to better understand what workers experience.
You want to be able to feel what the employees are going through, and for them to be out here in the heat and for me to have a good understanding of their working conditions, I think that it's important for me to be out here. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Vesey, a Democrat with no Republican opposition this fall, spends a day each month working at a different job in his district. He's delivered FedEx packages, served barbecue, built fans. Today he's put on a hard hat and steel-toed boots so he can mix concrete.
What we're going to do is we're going to mix up 4 yards of what we call Class A. That's kind of used like driveways.
The process starts in an air-conditioned shack, where a technician creates the computer formula and VC presses the button to fill the cement mixer.
You have to hold down on it or just
push? No, yeah, push.
Outside, he tests the consistency of his cement, then moves to a control panel where he releases a billowing cloud by adding the liquid nitrogen needed to cool the cement. Dan Young, one of the project directors, says these construction employees work some long hours.
Typical day is between 10 to 12 hours. When the temperatures get real hot, the overtime, though we like it, we try and limit it. It just burns the guys out.
But for workers, the pay is pretty good. Teresa Granberry, a mother of four, earns $17 an hour driving a cement truck.
The whole thing with women, they think this job is hard. The only thing is you get a little dirty. If you're not afraid of that, this job is not hard at all.
At $17 an hour, Granberry by herself earns more than many families in VC's district. The median household income is just over $33,000, and many work for minimum wage. VC is co-sponsoring legislation to raise the federal minimum from $7.25 an hour to $10.10. But after he hangs up his boots at the construction site, the congressman heads to a community meeting where union members and academics say Vesey's bill has little chance of passing in the conservative U.S. House. Opponents tend to feel like Bill Hammond, who heads the Texas Association of Business.
For us, minimum wage is more like an entry level or a training wage that allows employers to hire essentially unskilled workers and take a chance on them. By raising the minimum wage, we believe employers will be less likely to hire that kid, and they will look hard to turn the job into one that's done by a machine.
Labor organizer Jeremy Hendricks tells those at VC's meeting the best path for overcoming that opposition is to work at the state and local levels.
I mean, we're at the point that 22 states have a higher minimum wage. There are 18 more considering it this year, and 16 are expected to pass, so more than half of the states by the end of the year will have a higher minimum wage.
Many cities have also adopted higher minimum wages. In Dallas, where city employees earn at least $10.62 an hour, Mayor Mike Rawlings wants the council to consider requiring city contractors to raise the minimum too. Vesey believes more can also be done to increase pay through training, especially for single mothers. He points to Teresa Granberry, who drives the cement truck.
She's very inspiring to me, and I think that we need to do a better job of letting women know that these opportunities are available.
Vesey says he's not giving up on raising the minimum wage, but he'll also be looking for ways to connect good jobs with good workers as he clocks in at his next assignment. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.